is conditional use number 2116, William and Stacy Smith.
This is
Mr. Hopkins.
Yes, Samantha, you want to go out and see if Mr. Hopkins is asleep in a conference room or maybe he slipped over to the brick or something?
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for professional offices to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 0.641 acres more or less. The property is located on the northwest side of Savannah Road and Dove Road. The 911 address is 1501 Savannah Road, Lewis. The tax map is District 335, map 8.18, parcel 2. Staff would submit for the record a staff analysis, comments from the Sussex Conservation District, the results of the DLDOT service level evaluation request that did not require a TIS. We also received a site plan and a floor plan from the applicant. We also actually have two letters in support of the application, so let me get to those. One is from Charles and Ruth Ann Gorak, that they are neighbors of the Smiths who want to open the business, and they would like you to know that they are okay with the conditional use. And then we have Vance Parker, that he would like to recommend that you approve the conditional use. That there are currently two large commercial conditional use buildings in the area, and that Savannah Road also supports a large number of small conditional use buildings as a real estate office, several doctor's office, and a hairdresser, and that the building has not been altered in any way for the intended use as a small office, and they don't see any traffic impact, and they don't believe it would be a negative impact on the surrounding neighborhood. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Your name and...
Good evening. My name is William Smith, 1501 Savannah Road, perfect. Lewis, 19958.
Do you have anything you'd like to add to the record as to other than what Ms. Cornwell read into it?
No, basically, I purchased the property in July of 2016. It's the entranceway to Covey Creek. The two letters of support are from the Homeowners Association. Chairman, I guess, from Covey Creek, and another one of my neighbors. This is basically what the view looked like when I bought it in 2016 from Savannah Road. The other property on the other corner, which this is the intersection of Dove Drive and Savannah Road, the other property, I believe, was rezoned commercial, and there's two brand new office buildings on that property. I initially purchased this property to renovate it for residential use, but those plans have kind of changed. I actually own a property in Covey Creek right on Dove Drive, four houses from this, which is where we plan to retire shortly. My daughter lives in our house, or did live in our house, and is a practicing therapist in downtown Lewis. And in the summertime, when we have the seasonal traffic and everything, it's difficult for her and her patients being on Second Street. So we came up with the idea of potentially utilizing this property for that purpose. So since I purchased it in 2016, completely cleared the property, gotten rid of four dumpsters full of refuge, redone the outside siding, all new windows, re-insulated it, basically cosmetic. All I've done is cosmetic, and I don't plan any structural changes, no changes as far as environmental impacts. The tenants that I have proposed are also in the same sort of occupational therapy type of thing that my daughter is. Two people that are very interested should this be successful. So it'll be, they're basically sole practitioners. One's a physical therapist, the other's a health coach. And so they pretty much it'd be like a one-on-one patient type of thing. It's not gonna be something where you're gonna have 20 cars or anything like that. It's going to be very low impact, pretty much what you see. So it's my hope to be able to just basically utilize it for that purpose.
Yeah, you've done a good job on the aesthetics, I'll give you that. We'll see if anyone has any questions for you, okay? Mrs. Hoy Stevens, anyone again?
I do have one question. It looks on your plan that there is an entrance off of Dove?
Yes, ma'am. Street.
Would that be the main entrance for this, for people to get in and out?
Frankly, what my plan was, this entrance that you see right here in this picture is basically three pads wide. You can almost see the dividing line in the first section there. There's three full strips there. Mm-hmm. One of the comments that I received from Planning and Zoning was that they didn't want any parking in the front, so that's something that I would have to, you know, maybe apply or definitely apply for a waiver. But my plan was to utilize what's already paved without paving anything else, and actually make this one way, coming so that people would come in off of Savannah Road into this area here and actually exit to Dove Drive and come back out.
So okay.
I would make this one way.
All right. My main concern is people getting back out onto Savannah Road.
Right. I mean, I put up, it's literally Dove Drive is the marquee or the entrance marker for Covey Creek is right in the corner of this property. So I would put a one-way sign right there and have it go right out that way.
Okay. All right. That would be fine if we made that one of your conditions.
Absolutely.
And would they be able to park back there, or?
Well, there is some pavement. There's another building. Well,
right.
I do have another picture. Let's look at it from that perspective. By the way, I didn't bring any pictures after the fact here, but everything you see there is gone. I mean, everything's leveled out. There was actually a swimming pool in the back. The only thing left is the main building, the rancher, and the second building back. All the rest of this is all cleared. All the pipes, fences, everything like that's gone. So there is, where you see the bicycles and everything in front of the second building, there is some additional parking there, which would probably be adequate. And of course, I'd have to make preparations for handicap parking and that sort of thing.
Okay. All right.
Handicapped, you know, have everything handicapped accessible as well.
Since you are asking for a conditional use, pretty much we usually ask for things like, do you want signs? Do you want what hours? Things like that.
Minimal. I think everybody would like, my proposed tenants would like a small identification of their business. The main thing I was really planning on was just putting up a larger 1501.
You're allowed 4x8 by code?
4x8.
Okay.
32
yeah, so
feet.
Up to, we'll just give you up to?
Right.
4x8?
And something, you know, obviously probably whatever the mailbox requirements would be or whatever for each of the businesses, and have something, you know, like that, that just labeled it.
Yep.
Lewis Expressive Therapy, physical therapy, you know, the tenants that I'm
You're likely to have night hours, so you would want it lighted?
Yes, lighted.
Yeah.
Lighted
absolutely.
Sign.
Okay. I'm an electrician, so that's
going to make it easy for you?
That's going to be the easy part.
Monday through Saturday?
Yeah, it's like, what happened Monday? Yeah.
Monday through Saturday?
They would operate, including my daughter, who's here with me tonight, they would operate at a lot of different hours, so. I would be putting in lighting total. I would have 24-hour cameras as far as for safety purposes, mostly, so that, because they're all women. So I would have everything lit up and surveilled thoroughly.
All lighting we would want to be screened, down facing, not on anybody else's property, and certainly not facing out towards Savannah Road or Dove Drive. So those would all be things. And would your daughter like to tell us a little bit about her business and the hours she would want, or you just want to, because we're going to put that kind of stuff in there.
You want that?
I'm Sarah Smith. My address would be 1501 Savannah Road, or if that works. I'm a mental health therapist. I'm a licensed mental health counselor, certified alcohol and drug counselor, and registered art therapist. I see clients Monday through Friday, anywhere from age 6 to 100, depending on the circumstances. And I would say that the latest that I would ever be in the office, and probably the other women as well, would be 8 o'clock in the evening at the absolute latest, being that we're on our own.
So would you say Monday through Friday, 8 to 8 would be reasonable?
That would be a safe.
Okay.
With a few, maybe like occasional, the one lady might consider doing yoga or something like that, like a class on a Saturday, something small for a few people, but it would be rare on the weekends probably.
Okay. So limited, so she could do it before noon on a Saturday,
mm-hmm.
probably. Okay. Those were, I've forgotten some basics, I'm sure, but those are the other people. I'll keep it back. All right, that's all I got for now.
Okay. Mr. Hopkins, do you have any questions?
No questions.
Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr.
No questions, although you might want to consider your hours maybe 8 to 8, 6 days a week. That way you've got flexibility.
Okay.
We'll see if the commission will consider that.
I think I see someone's pen just a scribbling, so it looks like it's one. Anything else, Bob?
I'm good. No, thank you.
Yeah. And then just for the record, there's a number of other businesses in the area. Well, you state what some of those businesses are that are reasonably nearby. As I rode by the other day, there was countless ones that you can reference.
There are 3 psychologists across the street and down a few houses. There's Active Adult Realty. Quakertown Wellness just bought another building closer up, and they're moving from where they currently are a little closer that direction on Savannah Road. There's a new hair salon.
Physical therapy. The office building next to us actually
physical
has
physical therapy and the lawyers.
Law practice.
And
yes.
Law practice.
Okay. I think that ought to do it. Okay. Any other questions, Ms. Wallace?
None for me. Thank
Smith?
You.
Well, Ms. Cornwell?
None. Thank you.
Jamie?
I have none, thank you.
Okay, if you take a seat nearby, we'll see if anyone has any interest in your application. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2116, William and Stacy Smith? In favor. Anyone like to speak in opposition to this application? Seeing no one rise, is there any other questions by the commission or staff?
Nope.
Hearing none, we're going to close the public hearing. You're welcome to come see if we make a decision this evening, or you may call the office in the morning. Our next conditional use.